Before the white man came to America, Indians lived all along the Atlantic coast. One tribe living in the Northeast was called Abnaki, which means people living at the sunrise. Like all woodland Indians, the Abnaki were hunters. In summer, when game was plentiful, life was easy and pleasant. But the winters were long and cold. Food was scarce. Many suffered from hunger and sickness. To pass the time, they often told stories. Longing for the return of summer, they told a story of how summer first came to their land. The great spirit Glooskap, so the legend tells, made all the Indians and the animals. The land was warm and sunny the year around, for in the beginning there were no seasons of summer, autumn, winter, and spring. But no sooner did Glooskap go away than the sun disappeared, the earth grew cold, and snow fell for days and days. The lake froze into a sheet of ice. From his lodge in Skyland, Glooskap saw this. He knew that if the great cold continued, his people would become victims of the great monster Wendigo, which means starvation. So putting on his snowshoes, he set out to find the giant named Winter, the Ice King, for of course it was Winter who had caused the bitter cold. He found the Ice King at the door of his wigwam, and Glooskap said, "Winter, I command you to lift your icy hand from my people." The Ice King laughed. "You're not powerful enough to command me. Now I will make it colder than ever." And he blew a howling wind that caused the trees to bend down and the earth itself to tremble. Glooskap hurried to his brother Kulpujat, who had magic powers, and said, "Brother, I need your help. I need your help in driving Winter away." Now Kulpujat was so enormously fat that he was unable to move by himself. So he had been lying in the very same position for 7 years and 7 days. And he said, "I can only make the world warm by rolling over. And since I cannot move myself, you will have to move me." So Glooskap rolled his brother over, and this set up a great sound, which was the rolling roar of thunder. Suddenly the sun came out and the earth was warm again. The people came out of their wigwams, happy that Glooskap was watching over them. But Kulpujat said that his magic charm would last only a short time. After that, Winter would return, stronger than ever, and never go away again. So Glooskap knew that he would have to seek out the only one with power enough to match Winter's might, the great queen called Summer. It was a far, far journey to the Southland where Summer lived. So when Glooskap came to the ocean, he called out for Bootup the whale. Up popped Bootup with a mighty splash, saying, "Here I am, master." For of course all the animals could talk to Glooskap. "Take me to the Southland," said Glooskap, "and swim faster than you ever swam before." Away went Bootup, skimming over the waves, swimming faster than he ever swam before. Each day the water grew warmer, and after several days the air blowing off sunny shores smelled of flowers and spice. Finally, they arrived at a beautiful sandy beach in the Southland, where many colorful birds had gathered to sing a song of welcome to Glooskap. As a reward, Glooskap gave Bootup a pipe and a bag of Indian tobacco. After lighting the pipe, Bootup swam out to sea. And that is why, even today, when the people see a whale spout, they say, "There goes Bootup, smoking his pipe." The birds guided Glooskap on his way as he set out to find the great Queen Summer. In a grove of orange blossoms, he saw maidens weaving garlands. The fairest of them wore a wreath of flowers in her hair, and he knew that he had found Summer. "Will you come with me to the Northland?" asked Glooskap. "You are the only one who can help me defeat the Ice King, Winter." Summer replied, "I will come, but only for a while. For while I am gone, the land here will be sad and lonely." With Summer beside him, Glooskap could fly over the forest, so he didn't need to call on Bootup for help. As they traveled to the north, the ice and snow melted below them, and the streams chattered with water rushing through. But when they reached the Northland, Summer's magic failed, for Kulpujat's charm had run out, and Winter again ruled the land. Glooskap knew they could defeat Winter only by meeting him in his own lodge, so hiding Summer behind him, he went in.
"You thought you could banish me," said the Ice King. "But Kulpujat's charm is weak and no match for my magic."
Glooskap stepped aside. "But here is magic even stronger than yours," he said. And Summer's magic warmth began to fill Winter's home. Poor Winter. His cloak of frost began to melt, and his crown of ice began dripping down his cheeks.
"Save me! Save me!" he pleaded. "Don't let me die!"
Glooskap answered, "Very well. You may move your lodge to the far north, and there rule over a frozen land all year long. Summer will stay here for 6 months and bring my people warmth and joy. But too much ease and pleasure will make my people lazy. So at the end of autumn, I will roll Kulpujat over, and that will be a sign for Summer to return to her home in the Southland. Then you, old man Winter, may come back for 6 months until spring, when it will be time for Kulpujat to roll over again." And ever since then, every 6 months, Kulpujat has been rolled over, and Winter and Summer have taken turns ruling over the land of the Abnaki, the people living at the sunrise.